This is the Daily Update for Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. So the healthcare puzzle keeps going on, and no one seems to have a solution, and the GOP keeps failing to push this thing through. But in my view, number one, Rome wasn't built in a day. Number two, they're in a rush to repeal Obamacare, and it's something that needs to be well thought out, because you can't just repeal it and leave it. And people need health care. There needs to be a solution. And we've gone decades and decades not having a health care solution. Right now, insurance companies just run rampant. They have their hands in your pockets, and then you have to go through them to get your medical care done, which is ridiculous. There should be no one between you and your doctor. So really, there's only one solution, and that's my solution, which is a super fund for health care that everyone pays into on a percentage basis of what they can afford, including corporations, and it eliminates insurance companies. It eliminates a lot of that extra money. We're talking about billions of dollars that go into these insurance companies for them to push paper back and forth, right? So it comes down to flawed leadership. It comes down to them not seeing the obvious. So they really need to understand that people need this, want this, have to have it. Number one cause of bankruptcy in the U.S. is healthcare-related debt. So think about that. So Donald Trump is pushing Made in America. Now I'm seeing him out there doing the photo ops. He was on a fire truck wearing a cowboy hat, whipping a baseball bat around. And this is the world of surreal. This is like a Negan Walking Dead, you know, are you pissing in your pants yet type of mentality, you know what I mean? So if you're going to push Made in America, you should focus on what people like. Soda, porno, and marijuana. And that's kind of what America makes right now. You know, I don't think we make much more than that right now. So something that also needs to be thought about is what America makes. And yeah, you know, we're trying to get those jobs back. We're trying to produce things. We're trying to get people out there making better money to spend money. But people need those jobs. And then once they have those jobs, they can buy anything that they want. And yeah, you'd rather have a product that's well made, no matter where it is, no matter where it's made, because you want it to last, instead of some just junk that's going to break down in a couple of years, or stuff that's already broken in a package before you take it out. Rosie O'Donnell, back on the warpath, comes out with a video game on the internet that pushes Trump off a cliff. So it's the new Trump killing game. And this, you know what happened? She was out of the headlines. Rosie O'Donnell's time had come and gone. But now she's out of the headlines and she has to satisfy that group that's pushing her up. So, okay, here, push Trump off a cliff and whatever. Yeah, you know what? Nobody wants to be called a land whale by the president. And I get it. I get where her mentality is, because she's angry. But you know what? It's violent. It's ugly. And this is the president of the U.S., no matter what his name is. You know, yeah, President Trump. I still can't believe I'm saying it. But no matter what his name is, you can't do stuff like that. It's ugly. So the liberals have really become everything that they despise. And all these years that the liberals, you know, they're all for the workers, they're all for people, they're all for people being, you know, doing well and nonviolent, the whole bit has changed and is exactly the opposite. And then they're putting forward this ugliness and it's spreading. So it needs to stop. A U.S. top general warns against rogue robot killers. General Paul Siva, who is the second highest ranking general in the U.S., warned against autonomous weapon systems and that they could lose control of them. So he advocated in keeping the ethical rules of war in place, whatever the hell that is. I don't think there's too much ethics in war. And then basically he said putting robots in charge of killing people is wrong. They can be hacked, anything can happen, they can just go off. We're in that realm. We're in that Terminator realm. We're in those crazy sci-fi movies that are coming true. We are there. Elon Musk warning against the same type of thing about artificial intelligence and how it could wipe out humanity. So I think that we need to listen to people who are in the know, and they understand something more than what we understand. And Elon Musk, he himself said he got into AI just so he could monitor the advances in AI. So take that for what you will. So while you're thinking about all that, you can celebrate the day. Today is Daiquiri Day. Of course, daiquiris are made with all kinds of fruit now, all kinds of stuff. strawberry daiquiri, banana daiquiri, all that. But in the early 1900s, in the town of Daiquiri in Cuba, it was a mining town, and then they realized that it could take some rum, some lime juice, and some sugar, put it together with some ice, and bang, you've got a daiquiri. And then it was a nice, cool drink, and it has stuck around till this day. Today is ice cream day, so you gotta go out, have some good ice cream, man, you know? And if it's ice cream day, you gotta celebrate ice cream day in style. Go to an ice cream parlor if you can. Go to a place that actually has some soft serve, maybe. You know, just enjoy that ice cream, not the store-bought. Go out and have some real ice cream today. And it's also hot dog day. So I can say all kinds of bad things about hot dogs, like the ant excrement and then the rat excrement and the ant parts and other insect parts that the FDA allows into your basic hot dog. But there's also good things about hot dogs, is that you can enjoy them on the grill, put some sauerkraut on it, whatever. Buy a good brand, and buy a brand that, even though like all of them, all of them allow these things, but buy a brand that doesn't scare you so much. My mom used to work in the food industry, and she worked with a guy who was an inspector in all of these sausage plants. He said, you wouldn't believe the stuff that you would see, and he became a vegetarian. So I will say that to you today. This is the Daily Update for Wednesday, July 19th, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, and 104.7 in Paz Cristian.